Tyr fumed quietly for a few moments, but then resigned himself to the situation. It could still be turned to good use, and an evening spent dining on nursesteak and thakatillo, washed down with a nice glass of creme d'enfant, was not one to be regretted. He caught glimpses of them from time to time as the door opened and the waiter brought in wine, appetizers, and the main course. They didn't look like two high-ranking figures in deep discussion about politics or Jedi principles or anything. They looked like a couple out on a date. His opportunity came when the serving droid tweedled past, a small unit bearing a sinful-looking array of pastries, puddings, and candies. It paused to permit an elderly couple to leave, and in those few seconds, Tyr removed a tiny cam the size of a pinky fingernail from his pocket. He activated it with a remote in his other pocket, and then the little cam sprouted legs like a spider and scurried onto the serving droid. It hastened up and embedded itself beneath the napkin on the tray, and Javis Tyr grinned. The Pollowick singer stepped up to the microphone and began to croon a currently popular love song. Her basic was surprisingly good.
It's all just a dream, isn't it? This thing we call love. A marvelous scheme, isn't it? This thing we call love.
Javis listened with half an ear. He liked the song, and the performance was a good one, but his attention was most definitely elsewhere. A moment later, the droid paused before the closed door of the private dining room and bleeped a few times. The door opened to let it through, then slid shut behind it.
It's just an illusion, a trick of the heart. A pleasant delusion when two are apart.
Tyr nursed his own dessert and after dinner drink, pulling out what looked like an ordinary datapad and perusing files. To all observers, he looked like the newsman he was, reading up on notes his assistant had gathered for his latest story. And indeed, that was what was on the screen, at the moment. But in a small corner, which could be enlarged with a tap of the finger, was an up-close and personal glimpse of white napkin. He manipulated the controls in his pocket, and the tiny cam droid scurried down to the thick carpet. He could hear them talking.
Oh, yum. Wagnerian canapes. Mom loves these. Have you ever had one?
Jaina. Tyr frowned. Perhaps the audio receivers were maladjusted. She sounded off somehow.
No.
The sound of a fork clinking on plate, and then...
Okay. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, the audio was definitely off. Jag's voice sounded slightly deeper than normal, and more nasal. Oh well, at least their words were being recorded. Tyr again touched the controls, and the little droid climbed up the table leg as the two continued to chat about the merits of various desserts and whether or not calf or Cassandran brandy was the proper beverage to consume with them. Tyr sighed. It was an utterly banal conversation. He was about to write the evening off as a waste, except for the lovely meal, when the cam finally made it to the top of the table and raced to hide itself amid the fronds of the bouquet that served as a centerpiece. The woman was not Jaina. Oh, at first it looked like her, but mouth was too wide, and the nose too pinched, and the voice. There was nothing wrong with the audio receiver. It was the voice itself that was wrong. Quickly, Tyr directed the droid to maneuver to the opposite side. Was Jag? He zoomed in on the scar and realized it was cleverly applied makeup. Doubles. They had gotten doubles. It was a fine old tradition, and he'd fallen for it. It was all Tyr could do not to pound his fist on the table in frustration.
It's all just smoke and mirrors, darling. A pretty lie and nothing more.
Smoke and mirrors, indeed. It was time to take off the gloves. His ratings needed a boost. He needed a scoop, a story that would eclipse anything else. And he was determined to get it.
Thank you, thank you. Try the tauntaun.
The small, nondescript speeder was waiting outside the rear door. Tahiri Vela opened the doors, and Jaina and Jag jumped inside, barely making it before Tahiri lifted off.
How did it go?
Smooth as shimmer silk, Jaina said. Catch any in the net, or was it just a good general slip?
Javis Tyr followed us, Jag said. At least we know he's wasted an evening.
Tahiri smirked a little.
Good. He's tried to interview me, you know.
I'm not surprised,
Jaina said, wrinkling her nose in distaste.
You'd boost his ratings through the roof.
Jag clicked on his comlink.
Hoth, this is Gaunt. Is the Bantha in position?
In the cave as promised,
Winter Selchu replied.
Ready to travel.
Great. Minok has been effectively neutralized for the evening. Operation Karnak will proceed as planned.
Good luck. Hoth out.
Jaina listened, her lips curving in a smile. Jag had come up with the name Minok to describe their parasitic journalist. It was just perfect. She sighed and leaned against him. One more Bantha, meaning speeder, to pick up, and the mission would be accomplished. She and Jag would spend the night under aliases in a small, out-of-the-way inn halfway around the planet.
By the way, asked Tahiri, why Operation Karnak?
A Karnak, Jag said,
slipping an arm around Jaina as she rested her head against his shoulder in the back seat,
is an aquatic fowl native to Endor. It is notoriously difficult to domesticate.
Tahiri was silent. Then she said slowly,
a wild goose?
Just so.
Another pause and then,
and they say you don't have a sense of humor, Jag.
They, said Jag, his voice completely serious, do not have a sufficiently good espionage network.